Trying to find healthful food at a state fair is no easy task. But if you're there all day, hey, you've got to eat. NPR's Sarah McGammon has been covering politicians at the Iowa State Fair, and she set out to find nutritious options amid deep-fried Oreos and foot-long corn dogs.
The Iowa State Fair has been littered with presidential hopefuls this week, and one of the rites of passage is trying food on a stick.
I highly recommend.
That's Hillary Clinton sampling an Iowa pork chop. But aside from the politics, we went searching for healthier options with Nikki Stair. She's a dietitian with the Iowa-based Hy-Vee grocery chain. Stair is running a booth promoting healthy eating and portion control at the Iowa State Fair, and she has her work cut out for her.
And there's an old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream stand and an oven-baked hot chocolate chip cookie stand. Right across from her. So she's got some competition for her message of healthy eating.
As a registered dietitian, we talk a lot about making choices.
As we step out into one of the fair's many rows of concession stands, Stair says it's all about balance.
There's no bad foods, so if someone is looking for healthier options, there certainly is a variety out here that you can do that from, like, you know, grilled turkey tenderloins, turkey sandwiches, turkey wraps.
But I mean, like, I just saw a sign that says greater taters. And it's like all fried potatoes.
Well, we certainly want to keep fried foods and higher fat foods in moderation.
Stair admits she did have a corn dog at the fair.
We always have those confessions of a dietitian.
But she says she'll add to that some fresh watermelon or veggies. There's a stand where you can get salad on a stick made with carrots, tomatoes, and iceberg lettuce. Speaking of fresh produce, there's the corn stand, where you find Iowa sweet corn covered in pork sausage, cheese, and mayonnaise.
Okay. Quarter cup plate, just corn and butter?
I don't want no butter.
Just corn.
Tammy Newton lives near Des Moines and says she tries to eat healthy at the fair.
Work too hard to stay fit and healthy. I'm a 5-year cancer survivor this year.
Newton ordered plain old corn, grilled, no toppings. But there's a downside to that approach.
That's all I get for $5? $5 for that? Seriously.
Of course, the fair is better known for food choices that take eating meat on a stick to the extreme, like one of this year's new foods.
It's called the Bacon Brisket Bomb.
Joni Bell runs the Rib Shack, which developed this concoction made of ground brisket.
Then it's infused with a white pepper cheese, fresh salsa, jalapenos, a little bit of onion, then it's bacon wrapped and smoked for 3 hours. And it's glazed with our sweet chili barbecue sauce. And it's all gluten-free.
So does that mean it's good for you?
Yes, absolutely. 8 ounces of pure meat.
And lots of people come for more traditional favorites.
Foot-long corn dog. Must have foot-long corn dog.
Susan Pascasio of Des Moines has been volunteering at the fair for years, and she has a list of not-to-miss favorites. As for calorie counting...
No. This is the time when you splurge because this is only 11 days out of the year. You got to do it or you just might as well go home.
Sarah McCammon, NPR News.